For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Tomlin talked about Shedeur Sanders today by name more than any prospect ever since he's taken over as Steelers coach in 2007. And the draft odds, you can bet on these things, now reflect that. The Steelers currently are the favorites to take Shedeur Sanders. They have better odds than the Browns, better odds than the Saints. The teams that are quarterback hungry and needy, the Steelers are the ones now that have the best shot, according to the experts, of landing Sanders. There is part of me, though, that thinks that this is an elaborate ruse by Tomlin. I'm not ruling that out.
Malik Willis 2.0 a little bit?
And taking it to an even bigger extreme.
Oh, yeah, I'll sit here comfortably and answer every question and speak expansively on one of the most famous players ever to live's very famous son. You guys will all naturally connect the dots because, you know what he would be playing off of? Some of our, in the media, like, horror at the idea of Mike Tomlin being the man making this decision. He plays into that. Oh, yeah, big fan of the kid. I love his makeup, his moxie, his intangibles, bloodlines. We know Mike loves that. He lets us connect the dots. Meanwhile, they're sitting there just praying Derek Harmon or somebody similar falls to them. Or they're going to trade back in the first round, acquire an extra pick to do it. Maybe Cleveland's second rounder, say, screw it. Take Sanders with the 21st pick.
Maybe we can trick Cleveland into trading ahead of us to take a quarterback. Maybe they want Sanders with their second pick.
Maybe the Giants want him.
Yeah. I mean, if
God, you're giving me hope now, and hope is a good thing. Maybe the best of things.
If I'm pressed on this and pushed on this, and like I have to pick a side, I think it's more likely that he is being honest and they really do like him and they really do want him and they really will take him. But I am filing this away as a possibility if and when Sanders is there and they take someone else. Because it does seem like there's potential for a put on. There are some things about the way they've gone about looking at Sanders that is a bit peculiar to me. Like, they didn't go to his pro day. And you can say, well, that's no big deal. They can, you know, when they have him in for a visit,
they can work him out.
They can work him out, but I don't know, like, I would think Mike would want to do a more thorough investigation into a player.
If it's a quarterback especially, he'd want to dot all of his I's, cross like, all of his T's.
Like, he did that in the Kenny draft with Malik Willis and Desmond Ridder and
the only
Sam Howell
he didn't do
and all those
Kenny
guys.
Because he had seen him for so many years up close.
Exactly.
And he didn't feel like he needed to.
Right. So there is, I think, a possibility that this is a way of getting teams and people around the NFL to think they're going to do one thing, which gives them maybe a better chance of getting another guy because it forces teams to make a move for a player that they don't really want to begin with. But if I had to guess, I do think Tomlin probably is a fan of Sanders and wants this type of guy as his quarterback because he is turned on by the fact that he's beaten the odds.
He's Deion's kid.
He's played in immense pressure in scrutinized situations his whole life, not because he played at Alabama or Georgia or one of those places, but because he had all eyes on him and people rooting him to fail the entire time because
But he's not a spectacular winner Sanders against that backdrop. He hasn't been like this overwhelmed. And I know you're going to say, well, what was Elway's record? I know it doesn't matter in college, but like you'd feel better about all the qualities you just talked about if he was also winning at like an exceptional clip.
See, I feel like he did do that there. I feel like in 2 years he took a team that was one of the worst in Power 5 and they won 9 games last year.
Okay, 9 games is a far cry from winning 11 or whatever, winning the conference.
Kansas
City and they got rolled by Kansas, noted football power.
Kansas also started the season ranked and Colorado didn't. And they were a team that was a perennial 1 or 2. They beat the FCS team on their schedule and that would be it for them every year.
What was his signature win at Colorado? The TCU game, the very first one?
Maybe. I think that's up there. Yeah.
And what happened to that TCU team? They were revealed to be not a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, what's more impressive to you? Mac Jones winning a national championship at Alabama or Shedeur Sanders in 2 years taking Colorado
it's probably
from...
probably Sanders, but it doesn't impress me that much. That's the problem.
Well, what would a team accomplishment be for a quarterback that would impress you? Do any of the quarterbacks...
Kenny doing what he did at Pitt is more impressive in that 1 year than Sanders at Colorado. Given Pitt's like tortured history in like recent history, where haven't been in a truly meaningful like postseason situation essentially since the early 80s. Like Kenny overcoming a lot of that history, you can't say when they won a 9-way tie in the Big East and then got stomped by Utah. I would say what Kenny did for Pitt is more impressive to me than what Shedeur Sanders did
for
at Colorado.
1 year, I would agree with you, but Sanders was good for 4 and Kenny was not good for 4.
Would Kenny have been a good FCS quarterback for the first 2 years of his career had he been playing FCS?
Probably.
So then you're probably taking 3 good years instead of 4 for 4 good years. To me, Travis Hunter, if you're talking about like his bona fides as a pro prospect, what he did as the number one recruit in the country, dominating a lower level, then dominating even more at the highest level for a team that historically does not dominate, is way more impressive than anything Sanders did there.
Well, yeah, and everyone agrees with that. That's why Hunter's going to be
Sanders rode his coattails, in my opinion. And I think that's going to bear out in how he plays as a pro. I think he's... At best, I think he looks like a lower-tier starter and a high-quality backup in the end.
Now, Tim Tebow was a first-round pick and Johnny Manziel were a first-round pick. So these teams have proven and GMs have proven that they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yes.
A lot of the time.
Fair.
Right?
Yep.
But if it were that black and white, like if they thought the NFL world that Sanders was just a product of playing with like the best two-way player in 100 years of football, then he wouldn't even be close to a first-round pick. And I don't even mean that in just like the, well, everybody gets overdrafted. No, like he'd be looked at as, I don't know, like a Matt Kavanaugh from when he played at Pitt or Ken Dorsey at Miami. Like somebody, I guess Matt Leinart was a first-round pick, so that's a bad example. But just guys who... Well, the only reason why he was any good was because he had this number or this great player around him.
Yeah, I'll acknowledge he does certain things. I think I've been pretty fair throughout this process.
Like even with Hunter, Jeremiah is saying he's the 20th best player in the draft.
Okay, I disagree with Jeremiah. I would put him lower on my list, but like...
It sounds like you put him much lower.
I think he's probably... I think he's the second best quarterback in a class that has one guy that I think could be special in the pros in Cam Ward. Then I think there's a pretty precipitous drop-off, and then I think he is the safest pick of the next several guys, but Milroe, as much as he is raw as a passer,
yeah,
more upside. Dart, as much as he comes from like the most simplistic quarterback-friendly offense going, more upside physically. Even Shuck, I can probably talk myself into it. The injuries are the concern. I just think your draft, like the main mistake you'd be making if you're Mike Tomlin here, and even Ryan Wilson said this, like a lot of people have, you're drafting a pretty low ceiling guy when you're usually getting beat in the playoffs by high ceiling, high performance guys.
They're not in a good spot. Making the playoffs last year, winning 10 games again, put them in what it sounds like is a horrible draft position. Because the 49ers, for example, John Lynch came out and said today they have 20 first-round graded players. Now, that's one organization, but the 49ers have had a lot more success than the Steelers lately. They've gone to two of the last five Super Bowls. And he said 20. Where do the Steelers pick 21st? So they're like right in a draft that does not have a lot of high-end players, blue-chip players. They're right on the fringe of having access to those guys. Like, you and Donnie have both liked Derek Harmon. We had Ryan Wilson on last hour.
Not crazy.
He said,
about him.
Slow burn. I had to churn through hours of his tape.
He's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I don't like hearing my first round pick described that way.
I'll admit, I don't like it either. Which is also why the other conflicting thing with that Charles Robinson told us is he thinks Sanders, it's lining up more and more like Sanders is their guy. But then in his big notes post, like his big kind of info dump, he said they're one of the teams pretty obviously looking to move back. If you are looking to move back in the first round, even if you've done like your diligence and think the quarterback you like is going to be available several picks later, usually that position is so important and your feelings about the player are so strong, you're not moving back. You're going to stand pat there.
Unless you have great information on who's going to take who in front of you, like when the Steelers had a first-round grade on Mason Rudolph and felt compelled to take his wide receiver in the second round and wait until the third round to take him, or like when they convinced Chuck Knoll that they could wait until the fourth round to take John Stallworth. I mean, it's all a gamble.
Okay, but I think it's an even bigger gamble if you are looking to trade back when we know that there are a couple teams, specifically the Browns, who are probably going to take Hunter, the college teammate of the player we're talking about,
yep,
who might be interested and have the capital to aggressively move back into the first round.
But here's the calculus on that, like, moving back thing and still getting Sanders. If you believe the Browns like Milrow and you believe the Saints like Dart, then that really only leaves the Giants.
Who love Sanders, allegedly, based on how many resources they have thrown at getting him.
Like having him go there for a visit last second here. So that's... So really, it's a two-horse race for him then. And that's the one team you have to...
God, I bet you Sanders would rather be in New York.
Like what Robbins... that's a good question, actually.
Like the Shedeur Sanders...
Yeah, but the Steelers...
The fame, all that.
I feel like the Steelers transcend all that. You're playing for...
New York is still New York, even in the NFL where there's parity and the Giants and Jets are...
I don't know, man. Like, do you feel like Patrick Mahomes' like ability to brand himself and get that kind of thing, like,
no, but I
is hurt
I still
by
think,
playing
like,
in Kansas City? Of course not.
I don't think it hurt Eli Manning's career to be the Giants quarterback.
And I don't think it hurt Peyton Manning's career to be the Colts quarterback.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't... Like, we're not talking about him going...
Is Joe Namath nearly as famous if he doesn't quarterback the Jets? And if he engineers that upset the
Super
Bowl
for some other
random team. No, but
that was also football 60 years ago when baseball was still the national pastime. And people didn't play fantasy football, bet on it like crazy, and football wasn't ubiquitous everywhere.
Would you rather play quarterback on a team, even though he is not exactly bathed in glory, that Brian Daboll is the head coach?
Hold on a second. I disagree with you on this, though. Like,
I know you do.
Maybe you're saying the Giants, but you actually think... If Deion had his druthers and the options were the Jets or the Steelers, he would say, let's go to the Jets because it's New York?
I think
no
that
way.
Would be a consideration.
Come on.
I do.
Given like their history.
You know what I'd love to know about?
An organizational dysfunction?
Yes, I do. Knowing what I know about Deion himself, you know what I would love to know the answer to? Deion knows Mike Tomlin. Does Deion know Ball enough and is he plugged in enough to be like, wait a minute. Why would I want my kid playing for Mike? I know he has a great reputation among players. They all love him. Quarterbacks don't go there and do well. If Deion's casting a legitimately critical, analytical eye towards the Steelers, why the hell would he want his kid playing
here? He's not, though, because he's already liked posts on Instagram about the Steelers drafting Shedeur. So he, through his social media back channels, is already putting out the signals that it's something that he wants to happen.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.